All right, we're speaking today with Trish Nitschke, who is the social media coordinator for the Department of Natural Resources. Trish, when we're thinking about the DNR, most people think about wardens and fishing and deer and people who go out in the field and take samples of soil and animals. What should we be thinking about when we think about social media use for the Department of Natural Resources?
Well, actually, we have quite a bit of social media. We launched our Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Flickr accounts approximately 2 years ago, and last month we launched our Pinterest page. So we've had a lot of social media in the works here for the last 2 years, and we've used them for the last two deer seasons, and we're expanding it this season, giving people even more opportunity to share their stories, their hunting tradition, and really get the word out about what they do when they're out in the field.
When we're looking at different sorts of social media websites, they're used for different reasons by different people. How is the Department of Natural Resources working to fit the kind of content that people use these different media sources for?
Actually, it's really great that we have all of these different social media tools. I often tell staff, you know, you kind of have to evaluate what tools you have for what projects or messages you want to relay. And so if we want to tell the public about a new trail that is opening, we may use one or two of our social media tools that really will reach that specific audience and maybe not some of the other ones. Kind of like when you're working on a project and you need to hammer in the nail, you're not going to grab a screwdriver for that. So it's one of the reasons we have the social media tools we have, because we really do reach a broad audience across the state. There really is a social media tool for everybody, depending on what their interest is. So if you want the latest breaking news, new changes, information, Twitter is absolutely the place to go. If you want to share your pictures and your stories and see some cool things that are going on within DNR, Facebook is an awesome place to be. I mean, we're sharing recipes on Pinterest for venison and wild game things. And so there really is something for everybody, and that's why we have the wide variety of tools that we have.
What sort of interaction is the DNR looking to get from hunters and from outdoorsmen and other people that may be interacting about the gun deer hunt this year?
We consider our social media tools an extension of our customer service department. So it operates in a two-way street. One is that the public can really freely interact with us on a real-time basis through our social media tools that we have. So we answer a lot of questions about a lot of different things, ranging from bug identification to this crazy thing going on with my tree in the backyard, what is it, to an image that maybe somebody had on their trail camera. And then in the same capacity, we can send out messages that help inform and educate the public, perhaps about new opportunities to recreate in the state or new places that are open that somebody may not know about, or an event coming up that maybe people weren't aware that we do candlelight skis in the winter in our state parks. So it really is a fantastic two-way street, and we really love using our social media as a way to answer questions and get out information and be part of the conversation.
If people are looking to connect with the DNR's social media websites, where do they go?
You can go right down to the bottom of our page, which is at dnr.wi.gov, and you can click on any one of the icons on the bottom of the page, and it will take you right to the social media tool that you are looking for.